You go to the halls of the state legislature this morning, about an hour from now, with your budgetary priorities. What are those priorities?
First of all, to keep the 1 cent sales tax, which the people began to pay last year, entirely for the benefit of education. I think that's why the tax was raised, not to finance the general operations of government, but to finance public and vocational and higher education. Secondly, to try to provide for a more adequate pay plan for our state employees, and especially for the Arkansas State Police, and to redress the fact that we had to freeze one of the pay increases last year because of the difficult condition of the economy and the state budget. Thirdly, to try to come up with an adequate system of financing all the various health care programs of the state that adequately meets the needs of our people, but also tries to control health care costs and bring them more in line with inflation. And fourthly, to come up with a creative and comprehensive plan to help promote the economic development of our state through more innovative ways to help new and expanded businesses finance their operations, better ways to promote our state, more effective ways to train our people, and more adequate investments in the infrastructure of the state. That's all. These things are very important. We have made a dramatic amount of economic progress in Arkansas in a very short time. Most of it has been done with some sort of investment, and we need some more investments, and I could document those as the program goes on if you'd like to discuss it.